Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, basically everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, today we have Chris Van Buren. Chris helps small businesses and medium businesses build their digital platform and drives traffic to their products as a company. Now, his company is called Launch Moxie. Sorry, Chris. Chris is going to talk about the right way to do online marketing. He's going to talk about what questions you need to be asking yourself, how to implement your marketing program. And then he's going to talk to us because internet marketing or online marketing is different whether it's a book, a product or service, a podcast, the whole shot. Now, in between then, our viewers has been talking to us and asking us about, hey, what's going on with these CDs? You know what? The interest rate's going down. My income's going down. What's going on with that? Why is that happening? How long is it happening? And what can I do about that? And then we have the number one travel blogger in the world for baby boomers. His name's Wayne Dunlop. Wrote the book, Plan Your Escape. It's about how to travel the world for less than what it costs to live at home. And you know what? Go to his blog called unhooknow.com. for wonderful travel bargains. But what he's going to do, he's going to talk to us about how to save 40, 50, 60% on the dream tour travel of your dreams. So, you know what? You can schedule it now and maybe go in September, October after everybody's had the vaccine so you can have a safe trip. But more importantly, you can get it inexpensively. And you know what? If they're still having problems, you can cancel it because they have liberal refund policies. On top of that, he's going to talk to us about staycations, things you can do so you can get out of that cabin fever you have. Okay. So with that, I want to introduce our first guest. And I want to start it like this. First of all, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be
here. I want to thank you for being here, but I want to just set the stage for this. In this COVID environment, there's been much disruption when it comes to retail businesses, restaurants, hotels, entertainment, traveling, the whole shot. People were selling their products in a retail environment and have moved to online. Even people in the financial planning business, and I've talked to many of them, have been going around to different people who said, hey, you know what? I do a good job of this. I can get you this and get these results, and they spent a tremendous amount of money, really have gotten nowhere or gotten very little. In fact, they haven't even broke even, and they're very frustrated. And they've learned things like, you know what, there's people who say they can do a lot, and then they say, hey, look, I need to talk to some references. And they say, well, you know what, I don't allow anybody to talk to my clients. And you know what, I learned the hard way that, or tens of thousands of dollars later, that you either get a reference or you don't do it. So it was very interesting. So I just want to tell you a little bit about Chris. Chris has worked in online marketing media for over 20 years as a publisher, marketing director, campaign manager, and launch strategist. He's an expert in contact market, affiliate marketing, and online strategies. Chris has written numerous books on technology, travel, self-help markets, and spent 8 years as a literary agent. He helps authors publish their books. Well, that shouldn't have happened. He helped authors publish their books. Again, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And let's just, you know what, it's really interesting. This whole online process here is very interesting to me. And I've actually seen it done poorly, which I've paid for. And I feel that whoever was doing it, they learned a lot on my dime. And then I found people like yourself, who when you talk to the references, they said, oh yeah, this is what's going on. This is how it works. And this is my results. And you're like, oh my God, I'm at home. And I would just like you to start with, what is what's the process for online marketing, and where are people have misconceptions about it?
Yeah, that's a great place to start, actually. And I've seen that story repeated many times as well. Sometimes it's because you're working with somebody who just is not up to par, or, you know, dare I say, scammers in the marketing field. Sometimes it's legitimate people that just aren't getting the results. So it's not always, an intentional thing. Mm-hmm. But here's the bottom line. Marketing is not a one-size-fits-all equation. You can't repeat what other people have done and expect to get the same results. That's one of the biggest mistakes and misconceptions people make. And it's what a lot of sort of quote-unquote marketing gurus try to teach you, tell you, is that here's what I did to make my millions. If you, you know, walk in my footsteps and copy exactly what I did, you'll make millions too. And the truth is, it doesn't work that way. There's a thousand reasons why it won't work that way. You're different. Your skill set is different. You're where you're coming from. Starting point is different. There's so many reasons why it's not one size fits all. You can't just copy what someone else did. So that leads us to, well, then what, you know, what are the things you really need to ask yourself? What are the things you really need to know, right? Which is where you're starting from, what you're going to, what your goal is, because mm-hmm. that's a different, you know, that's different for everybody.
So give us an example of something like that. What goals do different people have?
Right. So this shows up a lot with authors, but entrepreneurs too. Entrepreneurs do tend to have the same goal, which is to build their business and their brand. But authors do sometimes have various goals, and coaches or consultants often also have different goals. So I'll use the author example. You know, one author might just want to get the book out there and get as many people to see it as possible so that it can build another side business, a business related to that book, maybe a consulting business or, you know, something else. Whereas another author might just want to make money on the book. Maybe that author doesn't have any other business. It's just the book, right? Those are two really different goals, and it definitely informs the marketing choices you make along the way. But what also informs the marketing choices is where you're starting from. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe even the bigger thing, because some, you know, do you have technical skills? Do you have sales skills? Do you have, you know, do you have an infrastructure? Do you have an existing audience? Do you have other products and services? And I'm just getting started. You know, that's a list of very important things that might influence your marketing decision.
So in other words, if somebody's just getting started, nobody knows who they are. They don't have anybody following them, and they have a book, but they think they have the greatest book in the world and they want to go online. It's a very different process, because don't you have to create an online presence, build that online presence so the marketing of the book will work?
Yeah. I mean, there are some common pieces that don't always come in for everybody, but they'll often show up. For example, as you're kind of referring to audience building. Well, that's something almost everybody needs, but in different ways. So for example, an author that's writing a book to the consumer market, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, you know, yoga or lose weight in 60 days, XYZ type. That's a consumer oriented book. You're going to want to build a consumer audience, and you're going to want to build that through what's usually called the opt-in to upsell strategy, which you get people to opt into something that's free, so they get to know you. And then you later, over the course of time, you nurture them and then upsell something of yours.
Okay.
Whether it's the book or something else greater than
program
the book.
Of some sort.
Yeah, a course, a program, you know, webinars, etc. An author that's writing a book for, let's say, for example, an executive market, let's say C-suite executives. Well, that's a whole different strategy. You're not in the business of creating a list or an audience like that. Executives don't respond to that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So what you want is you want to increase your marketability. You want to increase your value and your reputation, your prestige, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So your goal for that book is to have that book increase your prestige and your visibility with that audience. You don't need to gather email addresses into a database to do that, because they don't respond to that kind of stuff. So two authors in a similar situation, nonfiction books that teach something, but with two completely different approaches.
Okay. So what would be the next step after that?
Well, generally, where I go, there's actually a step prior to that.
Okay.
Which is that you want to be really clear on your unique value proposition. I use the term UVP, unique value proposition. Other people use other terms, positioning, you know, your niche, your target. I like the term unique value proposition, because it is that. It is what makes you unique and valuable. What makes that book unique and valuable? What makes your ecosystem of products and services unique and valuable to your audience? Mm-hmm. That it's so important to get that clear and to articulate it in the right way so that people get it in a flash, right? You have 15 seconds on the elevator to tell people what your unique value proposition is. You want to be able to do that. You want to be able to say, this is what makes me different than everybody else that kind of looks similar. Mm-hmm. That's my position in the marketplace, and I'm really clear what it is. And you use that everywhere you go. You use that if you're on a podcast, if you're on a radio show, if you're bringing people into an opt-in that then leads to an upsell, your sales page, the back of your book, you're repeating the unique value proposition.
I see. So it's all the time. It just isn't just spit something out and you're good to go.
No, you definitely want to articulate, and now you can articulate it in multiple different ways to attract or to speak to different segments of your audience, but you're basically repeating that same unique value proposition. You want to be clear on what that is. Okay, then you do your audience building, if you're doing a consumer audience, and so the next step then, to get back to your first question, you want to be clear on your ecosystem of products and services. What is it you're doing? What is your brand? Is it just that book? Or are you a coach? Are you doing coaching consulting? Do you have products? Is your coaching consulting a lifelong coaching program? Or is it a 12 sessions for $1,200? Or is it three sessions for $900? You know, what is it you're doing? And are you packaging your products and services to best meet your audience's needs? A lot of coaches and consultants think about what they need to do. What do I want to do to package my content? That's backward. You want to say, what does my audience need and what can they afford and how can I package it to meet their needs?
Okay. Right? Well, you know what? Hey, Chris, that was a perfect ending to take a little break here. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, pay some bills, tell everybody thank you, and we'll be back in just a few moments. So stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Hi, everybody. Chris Van Buren here, and I wanted to let you know about this special deal that Steve Sexton and I put together for you with my digital marketing course. That is the Digital Marketing Masterclass. You can get the entire thing for only $2.99. And this is a special just for Steve's audience. If you use the coupon code NOW299, that's NOW299, you can get this course for only $2.99. Where do you want to go? To VanBurenPublishing.com. It's right there on the homepage, or you can see it in the menu. It's the Digital Marketing Masterclass. Use the code NOW299 to get that whole thing for just $2.99. That's NOW299. You can get this course for only $2.99. Thanks, and I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to Saving with Steve. We have Chris Van Buren, an online marketing expert. He's been just finished the whole process. It's a little more than what people think where, hey, I just put up this ad, I do this, people love my product, and I'm selling everything, and people are buying it. So that isn't usually the way it works. And Chris just went through a wonderful process. And I think some of the most important things is to understand what is unique to you and why you're different than everybody else. And one of the other most important things is it's not about you when you're packaging your product. It's about your end consumer, what prices and so on, that makes the biggest difference. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, that's a great summary. Basically, those two things are your most important things. Know yourself and where you're coming from and where you're going to, and then know your audience and package to your audience. Deliver to your audience, isn't it?
Now, you know what? If you're listening right now or watching us on Facebook Live, I think it would be very important if you're looking at, hey, I have a podcast. There's many people who have wonderful podcasts, but they have 15 followers because they don't know how to do the online marketing. And you have people who have outstanding books, but they don't know how to market, or a product. And it could be the product of the century, but as opposed to jumping on QVC or something like that, they don't know how to market. So you know what? What I'd like to do with this portion of the segment is just talk about, hey, you know what? Hey, this is a podcast. It's seen worldwide in 126 countries. We're on 24 radio stations in the United States. We're on UK Health Radio in England. We're on BBS. We're on E360 TV. wow, there's like 5 million people could actually be watching this right now and seeing this on Monday or Tuesday in England and other places. But okay, I'm different, or this show and this podcast is different than a product. So how would marketing a podcast be different than marketing a product there, Chris?
Well, the dynamics of each kind of product or service does mean there are some differences in how you approach it. But what you're really doing is the same for everything, which is you're driving traffic. You're getting eyeballs, right? You want to get as many eyeballs to your podcast. You want to get as many eyeballs to your, what I mentioned in the last segment, the opt-in, which is your freebie, the thing you give people for free so that they get to know you. Mm-hmm. Now that could be an interview on a podcast. That could be an ebook that you can download for free. It could be a webinar that you give. These are all ways to do something free that your audience can get to know you, right? And get a sense of, well, this guy has something valuable to say. You know, I want to know more. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the whole point then is, how do you drive traffic to whatever that is, that free thing? And there are four ways to do that online. Digital marketing, there are four ways. This kind of simplifies it for people. And you should be looking at all four of these. And you're going to kind of get a sense immediately of how much of each of these four you're going to be able to do, or you're going to want to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And that's the tip. That's the ticket, is adjusting these four things in the right order, in the right amounts for you, for your goals, to reach your goals. So here are the four things. You can drive traffic by paying for it. This is just considered paid media. This is advertising. Right? Anytime you pay, that includes boosting a post or buying an announcement to a mailing list, or just putting an ad on Facebook or Instagram. That's paid media. The advantage of paid media is you have all the control. You tell the advertising agency exactly what you want, who you want to approach, how much you're going to spend. There are some limitations. Sometimes there are minimums and things like that. But in essence, you have most of the control. The downside is you don't always know how it's going to turn out. You have to test it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of high risk at first anyway. The next one is what's called performance media, which means you're basically sharing a portion of the proceeds with the person who sells for you. This is also known as affiliate marketing, or just plain old, used to be called just plain old commission sales, right? Somebody sells something for you, you pay them a commission. In the online world, it's generally called affiliate marketing. You get affiliates that advertise. So they have an audience. They sell your product to their audience and you pay them a portion. Mm-hmm. That's typical affiliate marketing. The nice thing about that is that it's very low risk. You only pay out when you actually receive money in. Yep. The downside is you have almost no control. The person with the audience has the control. They can market you or not. You can't make them do it, right? And you're not paying them.
Well, I was going to say, and also if their demographics don't fit your product or service or podcast or whatever, isn't going to do any good anyways.
Yeah, that's right. And then you have two jobs, not only making your product right for the audience, but now you have to do the care and feeding of your affiliates, mm-hmm. which is a big deal, actually. Yeah. The third way is you trade for it, which is called exchange marketing, which means this is becoming more and more prevalent. It means I promote you, you promote me. Now, the more people go online, the more you realize that people with audiences also have products, and people with products also have media audience, mm-hmm. even if it's just social media. So everybody now is becoming both a publisher and a media outlet. In other words, they have both an audience and a product, which means you can start trading with people. I'll promote your product to my audience if you promote my product to your audience. This is called joint venture marketing or exchange marketing. And it's very prevalent in certain industries, and it's the cheapest way to go. And you get very nice leads from it because you're getting somebody to recommend you to their audience. So it's a warm lead that you're getting.
That's kind.
Yes. The biggest problem is the obvious one. You have to have an audience to do it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an audience, you can't really do this type of marketing, right? Yep. So you have to build your audience first. And then the final fourth type of driving traffic is what most people do, and it's the most common, and it's called organic media. And it's publicity, it's blogging, it's doing YouTube channels, it's all the things that you do to put out content generally for free, mm-hmm. and hoping people see it and do something, right? You can be on someone else's blog, you can have your own blog, you can be a columnist on an online magazine, you can have your own online magazine. These are all just ways to do what's called organic media. Social media is organic. Now, that's the most common.
Chris, we have about 2.5 minutes left in the segment. And my understanding is you have developed a course for people who are interested in online marketing. And I'd just like you to run through what a course like that would be. You know, we have a couple minutes here, and I just, hey, run down, what does it typically cost? That type of thing. So people who are trying to do better with their online marketing have an opportunity to do so, and they can understand understand what they're looking for in a course.
Yeah, well, that's why I did the course. Is I do a lot of phone consultations, and I found I was kind of saying a lot of the same things over and over. And I thought I'm gonna put this in a course. People can go through it, and it's several hours of videos that you can watch that deals with it. You know, I talk in depth about these four areas. I talk about how to build your freebie, how to know if it's gonna work. Mm-hmm. How do you know if people are gonna like your freebie if it's gonna do the job that you need it to do, which is make them want more from you, right? Is the essential thing. And on and on and on. And so there's all these videos about how to make sense of this marketing. And I really did it because I do get a little frustrated with this one size fits all approach. And I really, you know, when I work with people, it's like, it's impossible to do one size fits all. You have to customize your marketing to yourself based on where you are, where you're going, and what your skills are. Some people are really great on camera. Other people are incredibly shy. They don't want to be on camera. They should be doing something different. So even your own sort of talents and skills come into the equation on how to choose the marketing strategies for your marketing plan. Mm-hmm. So that's what the course is. So the course is that it's I'm making it available to your audience. It's kind of brand new out now. Oh. And I'm making it available to your audience for a really special holiday deal.
I love a holiday deal.
Yeah.
I know my audience will too. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's normally $49, which is already a really low price. I wanted it to be kind of very effectively priced compared to other courses and things out there. But mm-hmm. for your audience during the holidays, I want them to have it. So I have a coupon code that brings it down to $2.99.
Oh, wow. That's really inexpensive. So what's that coupon code?
It is NOW, NOW299.
Now, it's NOW299. And where do they go to get that?
You can just go to vanburenpublishing.com, which is the course portal. And right there on the page, just below the top portion, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see the featured course is the digital marketing course. It's also in the menu at the top. But if you go to just the home page, which is vanburenpublishing.com, you'll see it right there.
Perfect. And that code is NOW299. That's wonderful. You know what? We're going to do something special. I didn't know about this, but we're going to do something special. We're going to add it to the website so people can do it. Now, how long do they have to get that special deal?
Until the new year. Until January the new year. 1.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So we have until January 1st, 2021.
Yes.
Chris, I want to thank you. You've imparted such wonderful knowledge to people. I mean, right now, there's so many people looking to do and promote things online, and it's just great to have somebody who knows what they're doing. And again, you want to go to Van Buren Publishing, and the course there, the online marketing course, instead of $49, it's $2.99 with the coupon NOW299. So Chris, I want to thank you again. I hope you have a wonderful new year and happy 2021, and I appreciate you being part of the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Everybody, stick with us. We have the number one travel blogger for baby boomers in the world coming on, and we're going to talk to you about what's going on with those CD rates. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Hi, everybody. Chris Van Buren here, and I wanted to let you know about this special deal that Steve Sexton and I put together for you with my digital marketing course. That is the Digital Marketing Masterclass. You can get the entire thing for only $2.99. And this is a special just for Steve's audience. If you use the coupon code NOW299, that's NOW299, you can get this course for only $2.99. Where do you want to go? To vanburenpublishing.com. It's right there on the homepage, or you can see it in the menu. It's the Digital Marketing Masterclass.
Use the code NOW299 to get that whole thing for just $2.99. That's NOW299. And get this course for only $2.99. Thanks, and I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello and welcome back to Saving with Steve Show. Again, this is where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. Now, I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, associates know about the show. All the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. That's www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of the helpful information and insights on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates like UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve and uplift your spirits so you can live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook at joining the Saving with Steve Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us to get all your replays, exclusive access to the shows, videos, guest gifts, to take your life to the next level. So if you are looking for that online course that Chris was talking about, by all means, you know what? Go to that VanBurenPublishing.com and the code is NOW299. So that means if you're looking at doing a podcast, promoting a product, service, you know, maybe doing a radio show just like this or a podcast just like this, a show like this, whatever you're looking at doing, if you're looking at doing it online, it would make sense to look at doing that that course. In fact, it's very inexpensive at $2.99. So with that, I want to move on to our second topic. And before I do, we've begun to receive viewer requests about certain segments. Just go to viewers@savingwithsteve.us. It's viewers@savingwithsteve.us. Just send us an email and say, hey, could you help me with this? We want to talk about that. We had people ask us about year-end tax planning. We've had people ask us about, hey, we've got these CD rates that we're having problems with. What's going on? Next week, we have, you know, Ali Hamishin coming back to us. He's going to talk about the importance of estate planning in 2021, and you're not going to want to miss that. On top of that, we got people that want to hear about more to do with identity theft. So we're going to bring back Aran Sinai, the CEO of ID Seal, back on, and he's going to be going through the things you need to look at, how to find identity theft protection. So you're definitely going to want to see that. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is just go in and start talking to you about what's going on with the CDs. Okay, so you know what? The questions that we get online are CDs worth it in 2021? What's been going on with the CD rate? Okay, so let's kind of understand what's going on here. Now, first of all, the Federal Reserve uses what's called a target interest rate for overnight interbank lending as a tool to manage the economy and keep unemployment in check, okay? This affects consumer credit cards, mortgages, savings accounts, CDs, and it directly influences the federal interest rate target. Now, let's understand what's going on here, and we'll equate it to what's happening here with COVID, okay? So back in March, May, and June, we saw interest rates go basically down to zero. That's why you can get a seven-year loan on a car at 0% interest rate, okay? If you buy a new car and use B of A financing, it's 2.69 when in March it was 5 or 6, okay? And mortgages, they were at 4. They went down to 2.25 for a 30-year fix. It's crazy, isn't it? In fact, if you look at mortgages, this is the first time in our country history, almost 70 years, 80 years down the road, it wasn't since back the 30s that we had such low interest rates. In fact, 4% interest rates, the last time we had those was 1960. So if you're looking at refinancing a home, get a great rate on a car, keep low credit cards, this is the time to go and do it, okay? Especially if it's a home. But so let's understand what's happening with banks. Banks operate on an arbitrage, okay? So that means the interest that they pay you on a CD is actually looked on as a bank expense, okay? And the bank also receives income from the interest that people pay on mortgages, auto loans, consumer loans, credit cards, a whole shot, okay? So when credit unions, you know what, they're paying 1-2% on a maybe a 1-year or 3% on a 5-year fixed CD, okay? And then what we have is we have a bank like B of A. Their auto loan financing went from 5 down to 2.69. And if they're paying somebody 1.5%, that means their margin's only about 1 for a loan that has a default rate that, and plus expenses that won't allow them to break even, which means they have a lot of financial pressure on that margin. And in order to relieve that pressure, what'll happen is the bank will reduce the amount that it pays out in a CD, okay? I saw some one-year CDs just last night on Bankrate at 0.69. I saw a five-year CD at just over 1%. Now, why would that be? So if we take a look at it, if we have a loan that's earning 2.25. If the bank is giving a five-year CD at just over 1%, that means the bank's only netting 1.25%. Now, that's a very small amount of money to lend, especially when there's a default rate. So the bank has no choice to reduce or eliminate, reduce CD rates. And you know what? It's likely to expect to see CD rates and saving rates to remain at this historic lows for the foreseeable future. And I'm talking a good portion through 2021 and maybe into 2022, okay? Because if those lending rates aren't kept low, okay, we're going to have an issue with our economy and it's going to get worse for everybody else from an unemployment standpoint and so on. Now, some people are saying, hey, look, does it really make sense to have a CD right now? Well, let's take a look at the low rates of CDs right now. Okay, if you take into account the impact of taxes and inflation, so let's think about this. And in the state of California, between federal and state, the average tax rate is 30%. Then you add in a 3% inflation rate. So if you think about that, hey, we're getting 1% on $100,000. That's $1,000. I'm going to give up $300 to taxes. And then I'm earning 0.7, but then I have a 3% inflation rate, which means the value of my CD or my deposit is about $97,000 or $97,500. And I'm actually losing what's called purchasing power. Think about this. If you bought a stamp in the 70s, it was 21 cents. Now it's 50 cents. So if you still had that same 21 cents, it wouldn't even buy you 40% of a stamp. It'd barely buy you 40% of a stamp, which means you can only afford 40% of whatever you used to pay for. That's called purchasing power. So if you look at a CD, it's like losing money safely. So it's really important that you look at a way to enable you to grow your assets and keep up with inflation. So if you're looking at the short term, or you know, you're going to spend a bulk of money in 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months, hey, a CD, a 3 month, 6 month, 9 month CD where you're earning 0.6, maybe to 1%, that would just be fine, okay? You're earning something, right? Now, if you're looking for alternatives and you're looking at CDs for the long term, hey, you know what? I would probably avoid that, because the reality is you're not going to outpace inflation. And if you're looking to retire on a 1% or 2% or even 3% inflation rate, or a 1 or 2 or 3% CD rate, it's probably not going to work out for you. Now, what are the options? Okay, it could be months or even years before CD rates get to a point from an interest rate that it makes sense to owning them again as part of your portfolio. So, but here's the thing, you don't have control over interest rates, but you have the power to make choices about investing your hard-earned money. So what we did is we talked about why CD rates were going down. Two, we talked about the options. We talked about also, does it really make sense in your portfolio? So these are things that you want to consider moving forward when it comes to CD. Now, you want to stick with us. We have Wayne Dunlop coming to us. He's the number one travel blogger in the world for baby boomers, according to Travelocity. And he's going to give us some great tips on how to go about saving 40, 50, 60% on the travel experiences of your dreams, as well as some staycations. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Hi, everybody. Chris Van Buren here, and I wanted to let you know about this special deal that Steve Sexton and I put together for you with my digital marketing course. That is the Digital Marketing Masterclass. You can get the entire thing for only $2.99. And this is a special just for Steve's audience. If you use the coupon code NOW299, that's NOW299, you can get this course for only $2.99. Where do you want to go? To vanburenpublishing.com. It's right there on the homepage, or you can see it in the menu. It's the Digital Marketing Masterclass. Use the code NOW299 to get that whole thing for just $2.99. That's NOW299. You can get this course for only $2.99. Thanks, and I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, I want to welcome you back to the show. My name is Steve Sexton, and this is the Saving with Steve Show, where we're talking about the in and outs of money. This is all about making sure you have a healthier, happier relationship with money. Now, again, you know what? I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate for letting us, letting your friends, family, and associates know about our program, our show. All replays are available on www.savingwithsteve.us. If you enjoyed the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you'll never miss a show. And check out a few of our affiliates like UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, 24/7 Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirits, and live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, you can follow us on Facebook at and join the Saving with Steve Sexton Incliners Club at Facebook. For more information, you want to go to savingwithsteve.us to get replays, exclusive access to our shows, videos, and guest gifts. Now, again, if you're interested in taking advantage of Chris Van Buren's special online course, again, you want to go to Van Buren Publishing. That's vanburenpublishing.com, and you want to sign up for the course. Now, instead of it being $49, you can use the coupon NOW299NOW. That's going to be good through January 1st, so you want to stick there. Now, the next segment, oh, you're going to love this. The next couple segments, we're going to be talking with Wayne Dunlop. We're going to be talking with him about, you know, this COVID, how to procure travel within the COVID environment. If you remember, we have a vaccine, you know, coming out here. We've got millions of people have already been vaccinated. Millions more will by, you know, May, June, July. We should be in a position for everybody who wants a vaccine will actually have it, which gives you the opportunity to start traveling. Now, here's the cool thing. If you have issues with, you know, wanting to go on that tour and, you know, it's $10,000, $12,000 and it was the one of your dreams, okay? You can do it now for 40, 50, 60% off. Travel companies have great refund policies and they are looking to get people booked in on these trips and tours, even if they're not full, because they want to get people traveling and get their experiences. This would be the right time. Wayne's also going to be talking with us about staycations. These are pretty cool too. So Wayne, welcome to the show.
Hey Steve, good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Glad you're healthy. Glad Pat's healthy. And you have a grandchild.
We have a new one, 2 years old. It's a cue's a button. I mean, he's getting us all to fall in love with her so easily.
So how many things have you already bought for? A couple thousand?
It's insane. It's insane. You know, my son has given us permission to spoil the heck out of her.
That's your job. So do it. The cool thing about it is you can get them all wound up and leave it when you're done. Okay.
We get them sugared up when they get older too. We call that revenge.
Remember when you went out late? Hey, you know what? I love this idea of following a disaster. And the reason why I love it is because I've utilized it. And I was planning a safari to South Africa. And when you go on a safari, you're going in the outback and all that kind of stuff, not in the big cities. So there were some issues that were happening with some riots and thefts and things like that in the cities of Johannesburg, but that meant a lot of people weren't going to travel. So what I did is I followed the disaster, and we flew into Pretoria where there was no disaster, and then went to our safari, and we saved thousands of dollars doing that just because people weren't there. And the reality is we probably had one of the best tours there. The only bad part about it is the camera that we had broke and we didn't realize it, which is a bummer because we didn't get the pictures. But all I got to say is every time I go on that trip, every time I start talking about the animals and what we saw, I get goosebumps because it brings it all back. So you know what? I want to thank you for joining us again. Could you tell us about the follow the disaster strategy?
Yeah, you know, thank you for introducing that. As you mentioned before, after we retired, my wife and I traveled the world for a year, then it turned into 4 years. And there was no way that we could afford travel the same way we were traveling on our two-week vacation. So we had to come up with new ideas. And as a former economics professor, I just applied economics to travel. The most powerful tip that we can provide is called follow the disaster. And it was written up in the Wall Street Journal, or so it's that powerful. And let me give an example. After crises around the world, for some time, people are reluctant to travel there. So again, a perfect example is our trip to Thailand. The tsunami that wiped out Phuket, about half the travelers from North America and Europe canceled the trip to all of Thailand. So we started at Bangkok, 500 miles away from Phuket, and worked our way north to Chiang Mai and Chiang Rai. Had a lovely trip, no incidents of the thing, and we got the trip for about half the cost. And we went to Fiji after the bombing and Bali, after their issues. Here's the thing. The COVID crisis is offering amazing follow disaster deals. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, please do.
travel providers like hotels, cruises, tour operators, et cetera, are hurting because no revenue is coming in. The travel industry may have been hit the hardest of any industry in the world. As you might expect. And these people feed their family, they pay their mortgages, do all the things that we do by their business and hospitality, and they're hurting. And so what they're doing now is offering some very, very good deals for 2021. And we're excited because we're getting a little disappointed there because we're travelers and we're not traveling. But now we got some things to look forward. We've booked a couple of them. But here's something that's so unique about the COVID crisis, the fall of the disaster we've never seen before. They also are offering amazing refund policies. I mean, they realize that people are going to be really hesitant at the book. And so what they do is up to a certain date, you can refund and get all your money back, any deposit you put down. And that is for no reason. You don't have to have a doctor's excuse. You don't have to break your leg or get trip insurance. You can just cancel just if you change your mind. And we've got two trips going on, one in April, one in November. And the April one, we are getting a little worried with the resurgence of the concerns about COVID. And so we're looking at that cancellation date, and we're just going to cancel it. So it gives us all this confidence to put some books in trips in our hopper so we can start looking forward to. And, you know, one thing I always tell people when you get these follow disaster kind of opportunities like the one we're seeing with COVID, there are trips that Pat and I want to take, and there's no way we could afford them. Very beautiful trips, but they're very expensive. But if you can get a half-price deal on a luxurious trip, you might want to consider taking that trip of a lifetime. And so we booked a trip in November for my birthday on Oceania Cruises. Uh-huh. Oceania is probably one of the most luxurious and most expensive cruise lines in the world. But we got a deal that's probably is less than half price. And so now we're going to take an upscale luxurious cruise booked out in November.
So basically what you're saying is these, and I understand it because basically if you have a socially distanced business, it's Amazon, okay? They don't talk to each other, people order, it's out. But if you're in a business that requires social interaction, like going out to a restaurant, retail, travel, concerts, I mean, you know, you have the company Live Nation, they live off concerts, but they haven't been able to have one since February. And basically the same thing's happening here with travel. I mean, there's one cruise line that's actually giving people free travel to test out their COVID precautions. And you're like, wow, I can get free travel for that? So, you know what, how long do you think these bargains will be out there before things start changing? So right. Is there a limited time for that opportunity?
Yes. Excellent question, Steve. Thank you. That's very astute. There's a lot of things in life, what we call a sweet spot, okay? When the concerns and the issues go down for COVID, you know there's going to be a huge pent-up demand of people traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Discounts are going to disappear because now they don't have to discount, right? So you want to get on board, but you also want to have a time of a viable trip. Now, we booked this one in April. We thought that was pretty safe, but now it's looking less safe. So what I'm looking at right now is summertime 2021 to be that sweet spot. That is a time, I think, with the increased availability of vaccines that are starting up possibly this month, and by 6 months from now will be widely available. Also, we'll be out of the standard flu season that these kind of viruses become more viral and stronger. So in summertime, I think that's going to be a really good time. So we can look for deals that we could book now for next summer of 2021, get the deal and still have a viable trip that you're probably going to be able to take. And so that's a good thing. Also, I wanted to talk about a way we find deals.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Now, we have resources because we're travel writers. We've been in the industry. We have a lot of resources. But there's one that we've used a lot, and it's very effective, and it's called TravelZoo.com.
Okay, so that's TravelZoo.com. Okay.
TravelZoo.com. And what they do is that as a travel writer, I got to take a trip with two of the professionals from TravelZoo. And these are very dedicated professionals to their craft. And they vet all the companies they recommend. They go on those trips and they work with these companies. They know they're decent companies are not going to go bankrupt. And so what they do is, but every provider, even without COVID, they know there's certain times a year they can't sell their product, or this crisis come up. And so they offer discounted availability to discounters like TravelZoo, and TravelZoo has tremendous deals. And so you don't have to take them, just sign up and start looking at them. They have international deals. We just, last year we went to Italy on a TravelZoo. We've done domestic deals. We went up, saw Mount Rushmore and some other things. And so just when this podcast is over, just go in and sign up for TravelZoo.com, and you're going to start seeing some really good opportunities pop up. And, of course, there's many places else that you'll see good opportunities.
Okay. So now, when should people be planning their travel to take advantage of these travel bargains? I mean, do you think this is going to be viable all the way through 2022? And you know what? So would it make sense if people are looking for the opportunity to travel to book it somewhere between mid 2021 all the way through 2022, 23? How long do you feel it'll take for people to be comfortable enough to get to a point where they're traveling like they were in 2019?
Yeah. Well, if we all had a crystal ball, Steve, then I don't think we need your financial
I get it.
Nor would they need mine. Here's the thing. COVID is a unique situation. I mean, I don't think the world has experienced, the modern world has experienced anything like this. I mean, it is, and there's a lot of concern and fear going on because of COVID. People don't want to get sick, et cetera. And so it's hard to tell. And so we're booking deals in 2021. I haven't seen a lot. I've seen a couple now in 2022. That seems pretty far out. Now, if you can get a deal, a really good deal, for something summer of 2021 and beyond, and maybe in 2022, why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, regardless of what you do, it's like...
Get this generous refund policy, why not book it? I think it's a great opportunity for travelers to put some things into their booked bucket list and look forward to travel. So follow the disaster is so wonderful because it's a win-win situation. Us travelers get a chance to get a benefit of great, great travel bargains, and people start getting some revenue that support their families. It's really good. That's what we think that travel, a follow disaster, is just one of the best travel ideas because people wait too long after a crisis. You certainly want to follow the disaster.
I'm going to hold you right there. Wayne, I'm going to hold you right there. We're going to need to take a break.
Yeah.
Jack, in just a few moments, got to pay some bills. Stick with us. We've got more of Wayne Dunlop.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Hi, everybody. Chris Van Buren here, and I wanted to let you know about this special deal that Steve Sexton and I put together for you with my digital marketing course. That is the Digital Marketing Masterclass. You can get the entire thing for only $2.99. And this is a special just for Steve's audience. If you use the coupon code NOW299, that's NOW299, you can get this course for only $2.99. Where do you want to go? To vanburenpublishing.com. It's right there on the homepage, or you can see it in the menu. It's the Digital Marketing Masterclass. Use the code NOW299 to get that whole thing for just $2.99. That's NOW299. You can get this course for only $2.99. Thanks, and I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, Wayne, that was wonderful. You were talking about tip you provided about going to source these high-end trips and cruises, because you just talked about one that you booked that's going to be going on off in, was it September, October, November of next year. And it's a very expensive cruise. You're almost getting it for 60% off. So you know what? This is the time to go look. You know what? If you're looking to go on a special cruise or tour, I'd recommend you go to their Facebook page or the company's travel page and start looking around, because there's algorithms there that'll keep sending you it and keep sending you that discount, just like Wayne said. Now, the next segment we're going to talk about with Wayne, it's called staycations. How you can go to a town close by, not too far away, and go and explore that town. Have great experiences and solve this cabin fever that we're having right now with staying in. So again, welcome back to the show, Wayne. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start talking about some staycations.
You know what happens in the last segment? We talked about booking some travel for the future and getting some things into your travel folder and things to be to anticipation and finding some great bargains and with generous discounts, generous refund programs. But, you know, I talked about maybe we should do it next summer, right? Well, what about, I mean, we've been not traveling for months, and now I'm talking about not traveling for six more months. Those travelers with itchy feet, I'm going to offer a different idea. People come to your town and your geographical area from all around the world. They spend a lot of money to fly there, and they're tourists. And what we would suggest is maybe you can have a local trip, a local vacation, and be a tourist in your own area. And we just came back from a really nice trip just like that.
Where'd you go?
Well, as you know, we live in San Diego in Southern California, and we have a wine country called Temecula that's right down the street. It's about an hour and a half drive away. And back from LA, maybe 2 or 3 hours. And Temecula has developed beautifully. And we found a really atmospheric little inn, beautiful inn. And we had a private romantic dinner made in our room for us. I mean, how safe is that? I got a lot of points from Pat for that.
That's like bonus land.
Yeah. And the thing about that is that we got away from home. We had a travel experience. Temecula has lots of things going. They have atmospheric wineries you can do wine tasting in. There's balloon rides. There's gourmet restaurants. You can sit outside overlooking the vineyards. And I bet everybody, wherever you're from, whether it's Chicago, New York, or wherever you're from, there's areas in your geographical area you've been thinking about. You may have taken a day trip or heard about it, but go and spend a two-day trip out there is a lot different than you can explore and be a tourist in your own area.
You know what? That's wonderful, because I actually live in Temecula, so I know what you're talking about.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We've experienced the wineries they have. You know what? And I actually know about the inn you're talking about. It's a wonderful place. And you know what? The nice thing about right now is you can get some really great deals if you're doing just that. We had some friends of ours just go up to Big Bear.
Yeah.
And they went to the zoo. They went hiking. It was one of those things where they were able to get away from LA. And you know what? They rented a pontoon boat and just hung out on the lake for the day. It was great.
And the nice thing about local travel, you get a travel experience, and you get a travel experience that other people are paying thousands of dollars to come do it. And you have minimal packing, no plane ride, and there's no security lines or COVID concerns at airports, et cetera. So for a fraction of the cost, you can enjoy a travel tourist experience right in your own area.
Oh, yeah. You know what? What other ideas can you offer local travelers?
Well, there's a couple of ideas. One thing is that it's very popular for people that do this is called stay vacations. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I have done these a few times. And what you do is you not necessarily travel outside your town or your city or whatever. You find something cool, atmospheric within your town. For example, here in San Diego, we have a little area called Little Italy. And it's right next to the Embarcadero with seafood, Italian food, and then it's right next to downtown with bars and other things. And so you could go down, rent a little hotel room for a couple nights, explore the area, and I'll tell you, you'll find out a lot more things to do and a lot more things about your own town and have a lot of fun than if you just went down there for a day trip or you just went down there for lunch or something like that. So you can either stay at home, which some people do, but there's always that project comes up. There's always that. So we like to get a little hotel room and think about the cost savings. Instead of having a massive packing concern and flying and all that other planning, we're there, minimum packing, no flights, minimum cost. And we're having a unique travel experience within a couple of hours.
So what's the, how do you research for places to stay?
Yeah, good question. Excellent question. One thing that's so lovely is that we have a thing called the internet. And the internet has just so much information. It's just voluminous and it's wonderful for travelers. So here's what I did. Simply, I just went to Google or whatever your favorite search engine and type in day trip San Diego or day trip Chicago, day trip New York, whatever. And you'll see a host of ideas that are coming and just sit there and read and talk with your travel partner, spouse, whatever, and just come up with some ideas and then go from there.
You know what? I think it's real interesting that you're saying that because I was just talking to my folks who live up in the Northern Orange County area. And they like, oh, you know what? We were getting, cabin fever here in our house. and they took a drive just down to Newport Beach at the coast there. You know what? It's changed a lot. We walked around, checked out the boats. It was a great little day hanging out type thing. And they said, you know, it was great for curing our cabin fever.
It is. And you know, people ask me, how do you find places where to stay on a stay vacation or a local vacation, a trip or whatever? And we used a couple of resources very effectively. One is called Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb is, most people I ask about it, I get almost a near 100% people like it. And what you do is that the people rent out their little room on the side or they have a own little second house that they have, et cetera. And then you can read all about it. But the fun thing about it is it's all peer reviewed. So the higher peer rating, the more bookings they get. So they go out of their way. They have a little book there. It shows the local restaurants they like. It shows the things to do. They give you their phone number if you have any questions. You don't get that from a hotel.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The second thing is like we like TravelZoo, like we mentioned before, and you can put in a local. So we typed in San Diego in TravelZoo, and it also gives us local deals as well as domestic and international.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, if you're going to look to travel air travel right now, what airline are you looking at? When's the best time to book air travel, especially during this time?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting question. We're looking at like this April trip. We're looking at different airlines. And what happens is that all of a sudden we'll be looking at something about ready to book it. And then what's in the past, they canceled the trips, things like that. So all the airlines are up and down right now. And that's why I'm suggesting for longer term travel, maybe next summer, then the airlines are having lots of availability. If you try to book some of these airlines today, you're going to have some really tough times. Now, I just saw Southwest just came up with tremendous bargains. I mean, my wife just showed us that. She said, we got to go. I mean, it's like $80 round trip to someplace. And so it's going to be up and down. And everybody has their own favorite airlines right now. It's hard to say which one is best. And it's also going to be what their rules. The one thing about the airlines, too, they're claiming that they've got enhanced filtration systems inside there. I guess the UV rays and stuff like that. So the viruses are not going to be recirculated as much as maybe people may think. They're saying that air traffic is, the airline industry is kind of claiming that air traffic is rather safe. There's very little evidence of people coming off of airplanes and getting sick. Mm-hmm. That I don't know. This is what I'm hearing. And so, you know, you hear this good and bad, and we're getting optimistic about the future.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Wayne, as always, thank you so much for sharing these wonderful strategies for people. Now, next week, we've got some wonderful things for you. We have Ollie Hamishian talking about one of the things that viewers want to hear about is, what do we do in 2021? What's important? And one of the biggest topics that people thought is important is estate planning. What's it all about? Why is it important to us? And we'll have some really good information there. And then we've got Iran Sinai, who's going to talk to us about the identity theft world, what that means, how it happens, what do you do, and how to look for identity theft protection. With that, I want to thank you all for joining us today. And this week, remember, smart financial decisions impact the quality of your life. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us. Have a wonderful 2021. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Save with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.